what will be brighter than the 60 he had before. In other words, Bekitzi, you never know how many children will still stay alive. Omar Rav Chonin Bar Rova. Omar Rav, Ali Melech v'shalman uploini almoini v'yavi nami kulam b'nei Nachshon ben Aminadav hain. They're all the children of Nachshon ben Aminadav. My Kamash, what are you teaching me? Sha'afilu mi she'esh to shchusavus. Whoever has shchusavus, eno amedes loy. Even though you have schus ovus, it will not help you if you leave Eretz Yisrael to chutz loretz. Yom Rav Chonin Bar Rova Omar Rav Imed Yavrom, that the mother of Avrom was Amaslo Bas Kanvo. She was a daughter of Kanvoy. Imed Homon, the mother of Homon was Amaslo Bas Uvisa. Vistemnech was the Simin Tome Tome Torator. He made the David Nitzvas. Who was the mother of David? It was Nitzvas. Bas Adoil, Shema was her name. He made the Shimshin Tzalfunis. The mother of Shimshin was a Funis. The Yachtei and her sister Nishin. Lamaynach Gemina, what's the difference? L'tshuva Saminim, turns back the Minim. Like if they'll ask us if we know what the names of the mothers were, we'll have an answer what to answer back to them. The Yom Rav Chonim Barova, Omar Rav, Eses Shonim, Nechbash Avrom Avinu. He's for 10 years Avrom Avinu was in prison. Yes, and Shon Nechbash Avrom Avinu. Sholosh Pekuso Vesheva Bekardo. For Avdiba Ben Adoi Masni Apilon the opposite way around. Om Rav Chizdo Ivro Ziri De Kusoi Zeu Ukarstin. Like the smallest son of Kusoi, that was Ukastin. V'yom Rav Chonim Bar Rovi Roma Rav Oitzi Hayom Sheniftar Roma Vinu. The day that Roma Vinu was Niftar Min Oilom Omdu Kol Gdeli Umas Oilom. All the Umas Oilom got up Pishura in a straight row. The Omru and they said Oiloi Li Oilom Oive to this world She'ovad Manhigoi. They lost their manig. The Oilo Lisvino Shoved Kaf Rinto. And over to the ship that lost its captain. And the Bosel says, "We are misnatzel chol roish omer Rav Chonin bar Rova omer Rav afilu reish garguso mishmaya mukmelei." Like even a superintendent is also appointed in Shemayim. Every person that has his mamuna appointed person is always min Hashemayim. Rashbam says, "Min sar hamamuna ala boiras miyidla mimenu." The ones that are appointed take care of the water. Who will fetch the water? They're also appointed min Hashemayim. Omer Rav Chiya Rav Nomi Yeshua Ben Korcho Chas V'Sholom Sha'afilu Motzu Subin Lo Yotzu Be'el Mifnei Ma Nenchu She'elam Levakash Rachim Al Dorim V'Lo Bikshu. But he says that Chas V'Sholom to say that Avimelech was mace because he left Eretz Yisrael. That wasn't his chais. That wasn't his chet. El Rado. The pshat was, they should have been mispalo for their door, since he was mispalo for his door, that's why he died. Shinem and the Pesach says, B'zakho yatsilucho kubutsecho. V'yom Rabba Barachon Amr B'yechanan, L'shon vele moyes b'zul, U'peris b'yoyker, Avu moyes b'yoyker, Afilu omdu abo soyim v'selo, Yoytzin. In other words, Lo Shonu, that we learned, you shouldn't leave Eretz Yisrael, Elo Moyes Bezul, that's only if the money is cheap, Ul Peres B'Yeker, but the fruit is very expensive. Avul Moyes B'Yeker, let's say the money is very expensive, Avul Omdu Abo Soim B'Sela Yetzim, but, and if even if, like a four saws, cost only a Sela, then it's permitted to leave Eretz Yisrael. Then if it's so bad, then you have a right to leave L'Tzarech Panosa. Yom Rav Yechnan, Nihiroi Kadhevi Kayomin, Arbisoin Biselo, Devinifisha Nefiho, Kafon Bitferia. Like the Yechnan says, he remembers that Kadhevi Kaimin, Arboi Soin Biselo, when four soin crossed the cello, Devinifisha Nefiho, there was such a big famine then, Kafin Bitferia, and that people were dying because of starvation there. Bitferia. Yeah, midless Isser, they did not even have an Isser. They wanted an Isser, they didn't even have that much, they couldn't even buy bread. So when it got such a bad times, at times like this, of course it's mutter to leave Eretz Yisrael to find Panosa. V'yom Reb Yechanon, Nehirna kad lehevei miskaron perli lemidnecho karso mareach piso maisinon. So Reb Yechanon is saying like he remembered that when the workmen, if they did not accept work on the east side of the town, so the workmen died from the odor of the bread. That's how bad times were. So kids, at certain times like this, you have a heta to leave Eretz Yisrael. Alright, we'll continue here, we'll continue on. We'll stop here, we'll continue on the next tape.
Yeah, we're holding that for Tzadik Aleph from the base. Yeah. So that's the stuff in Amar again. Amar Bishu Ben Korcha. We'll start here four lines down. Yomar Yeshua ben Korcha, Chas v'Sholom, Shafilu Motza Subin Lo Yotzel. Like that wasn't the reason why Elimelech left the Eretz Yisrael. It wasn't because they didn't have food. Because even if they would have had a little bit, they wouldn't have left. In other words, though they left, they had to leave. If so, how come they got a punishment? How come Elimelech died? Because he left Eretz Yisrael. The Pshatish, Ahoyil Lehem Levakish Rachmim Al Doron V'Lebikshu. But they were supposed to daven to Hashem for their door, and they didn't daven, they weren't Levakish Rachmim. Shinema, the Pesach says, Bezakcho Yatzilucho Kibbutzayach. Mashmo, when they scream out, you're saved by a kibbutz, a few people. When the rabbin daven to Hashem, for it's so Hashem saves them. See, Machlam, Kilian, and Melech, they stam left there at Yisrael, they didn't daven to Hashem to save them from the tzoros. Omer Rabba Bar Bachona, Omer Reb Yechanan, Loi Shonu Elo Mos Bezul. When do we say you're not supposed to leave there at Yisrael, only if the money is very cheap? Uperis B'yoker, but the fruits are expensive. But I'll call upon him, there are fruits there and you have money, so then you're not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael. Avu moyas b'yoker. Let's say the money is very, very expensive. Afilu omdu arva soyim b'sela. Even though the fruits are cheap, like for 4 soyim, that's a bit like 4 pounds, you only have to pay a seller, yoitzin, then you're allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael. Like if it's so hard to make a panos in Eretz Yisrael, then taki you have a right to leave Eretz Yisrael. The Rashi says, Avo moyes b'yoker, shapramakti yo, zolo, miyoid, that the business is very, very cheap, then yoitzin, then you have a right to leave Eretz Yisrael. And the yoma Reb Yechnon, nehirna, like I remember, kad have kaimin, when I was there to Yisrael, there was once a time that kaimin arbo soyin b'sela, that's 4 pounds you could buy for 1 seller, and there are a lot of people that died from hunger in Tveria, me the less iser. They didn't even have an iser, enough money to buy bread. So the kids say, when it's such a bad time, then you have a right to leave Eretz Yisrael. Like most like Kur Nefesh, you have a right to leave Eretz Yisrael, the Tzarech Panosa. The Yomer Reb Yechanan, Nehirno, I remember, Kadlehevei Miskerin, Poyelin, when the workers couldn't find Lemindach Karso Merayach Pisa Meisen. When the workers like couldn't take it from the smell of the people that were dying from hunger. The Rashbam says, Merayach Pisas Meisen, Sheruach Marovis, the west wind, Menashevis used to blow, Umevia Reyach Hapas. It brought the wind of the bread. Shutayv Merj was a very good, the Mizrach of the Yisad Eir. Umaisin, and they died, Mitzach Reach Taiv, and that's one pshat. Kach Nir Bein Avish Meforshin, Mitzach Taivas Ravan. The other pshat is the people died because of the hunger that they had. Yeah. V'yomer Reb Yechanan, Nehirna, I remember, kad heve betza yinuka charuva, when a young kid took out a chorub, or pulled out a boxer like a charuva, the v'nogid chuta de dufsha
I'll train the roi that on two sides of him was dripping down honey. Like sometimes even from the charuv, there were also honey was coming out from it. The Yom Revelosa, Nehirna, remember, kad heve notel urva bisra. When an Arab once picked up a piece of meat, v'nogit chuto demashcha merei shura v'yal v'yarya, like it was dripping oil from the top of the wall to the bottom. In other words, he remembers there were good times also in Eretz Yisrael, in Yerushalayim. There used to be good times there also, that the meats were very fat, were good meats. Yeah. V'yom Reb Yochanan, nehirna, I remember, kad heve metalinon, Talayev Taliyosa Vashuka. Once happened that like a girl and boy were walking in the streets, Kvar Shish Asara, Ukvar Shev Asara, like she was only 16 years old, and he was 17 years old, they didn't do any chet. In other words, like when they become 18 years old, then they're roy for chasna, that's okay. They had the chiddush is even before they were fit for chasna, that there were times when boys and girls were walking together and they didn't do any chet. That was a big midah. Because usually, that's this, they look at one another, they think about one another. But remember, there was good times in Eretz Yisrael, like when there were big tzaddikim, it was possible that the two walked together and they didn't even think about a chet, about doing anything wrong. Yeah. So Yom Reb Yechanan, Nehirna, remember, kad have a Amrim and Bei Medrasha, that they said in the base of Medrash, the Moedin Lahu, Nofu B'Yedeyim, the Misrachet Talayin, Delay Dilahin. So Rashbam says, it means that, I'll tell you this again, kad have a Amrim and Bei Medrasha, the Moedin Lahin, whoever admits to the Goyim, Rashbam says, "Le'evde kechovim is misratzle v'mashemrim." If you agree to what the Goyim tell you, you should know you fall into the hands. Not for b'yidayim. The end is you fall into the hands. And the misrachetz aloyim, whoever relies is b'teach. Whoever relies upon the Goyim, you should know delay delahin. What belongs to you will become theirs. They only like you until they take away what you have. Kids, stay away from the Goyim. See it. Now the Pesach says in Rus, it says, Machlon v'Kilya. These were the two sons of Abimelech. So, Oksiv, another Pesach says also, Yoyish v'Sorof. So, Gemara is growing that they're both the same people. So, Rav v'Shmul to Machlokes. Chadom, one of them says, Machlon v'Kilyan Shmon. That was really the name. The real name was Machlon and Kilyan. V'Loma Nikra Shmon Sorof v'Yoyish. How come if so, why was the name called Sarav Yoyish? Yoyish means Shenesiyayish min Agula. They gave up their Miyayish from the Gula, from Mashiach. They gave up hope of the Gula, and that's why they left Eretz Yisrael. They gave up hope of the Gula. Sarav, why is the name Sarav? Shenischayvu Sreifal Amokim, that the Mechuyu to be burnt up to Hashem. In other words, they did a Navera by leaving Eretz Yisrael. Rashi says, Rashbam, Al Shuyotzim Eretz Yisrael, since they left Eretz Yisrael, there was like Mechuyiv Sreifa Lamokim. That's one shot. The Chadam, the other one, says no, just the opposite. That really, Yoyish V'Sorov Shimon. Really, the names really was Yoyish and Sorov. If so, V'Lomo Nikra Shimon Machlon V'Kilion, how come the Pesach also calls them Machlon V'Kilion? So I tell you, Machlon means Shosa Gufa Chulin. He made his body like chulin. Rashbam says, chutz loretz. Eretz tamehi. By God leaving Eretz Yisrael to go to chutz loretz, he become tamei. So he made his body chulin. The kilion, she nischayev kli alamokam. Also, he was mechuyev kli alamokam, misalike, to leaving Eretz Yisrael. Tanya, we learn, command yom, adamand yom, that says, machlon the kilion shmon. That really the name were machlon the kilion. That was the name. The Tanya learned like this. My dichsiv, what does the Pesach say? V'yoykim v'yamshei kuzayvo v'yoyesh v'sorof. Asher bo alu l'moyev. V'yoshvei lochem. V'hadvorim atikim. Yeah. So what does this Pesach mean? There's a Pesach in Divrei Yomim. So it means like this. V'yoykim zu Yeshua. this goes upon Yeshua. She hekim shvua liyanche given, that he kept upon his shvua to anche given. Rashi says Yeshua ushmo imay mi Yehuda chesivia. Yeah, right. Yeah. So he kept his shvua to anche given, like he promised them he'll accept them, so they didn't kill out anche given. But yeah, then the pasuk says viyanche kuziva. Elu anshe given. Those are the people of given. Shekozvu be Yeshua, that they lied to Yeshua. Like really anshe given were from the people from the Shivas Amimim that really Kriyasa was supposed to kill them out, but they came dressed up in old clothing saying they came from a faraway place. So they lied to Yeshua. Then the Pesach says, V'yayish. What does that mean? V'yayish v'sarif. Elu machlo mekilyon. What says Yerish in Sarif attack means Machlon v'kilyon, as Ram says, Shoyu mishevet Yehuda b'nei Elimelech ben Nachshon. They were from the shevet Yehuda. For lo manikra shmon yoish v'sarif. If it really it's machlon v'kilyon, so why does the pasuk call them yoish v'sarif? Yoish means shenisiyayishu min agula. They gave up hope. They gave up hope of the gula of the Mashiach. That's why they left, as Rashi says. Sheyigalon haKodesh Baruch Hu min arov, not for Mashiach. That they gave up, like then there was a big famine, there was a big hunger, by the beginning of the Megillah's Rus. That's why Machlon v'Kilyon and Elimelech left Eretz Yisrael. So they were miyayish, they gave up hope that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would save them from the hunger. K'vichsiv ki pokad Hashem esama lo seslem lechem. Yeah, so they were miyayish that Hashem would help them. Why Sarif? Why is his name Sarif? Shein eschayv l'sreif l'mokem, he mechuy esreif at HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because they left Eretz Yisrael. Ashebualu l'moyev, what does that mean? Shenosu noshu me'avius. That Machlon v'Kilyon, they both married goyim. They both married daughters of me'avius. V'yosh v'lechem, what does that mean? Zurus ha'me'avia, that goes on rus ha'me'avia. Sheshova, she came back. V'nidbeko be'beis lechem yuda. That she came back, it was dovak, in beis lechem yuda. Mokem out, Malchus David. Then the other pasuk says, "V'yadvorim atikim." What does that mean? Old words. It means "dvorim halolu otik yoyme omron." These words were old words, were words that were said already or said from before. Rashi says, "Me'oisa yatsu kavushim." The pasuk says, "Matzosi David avdi v'ksiv shtei b'noisecha nimtzos." That they were found from before. Yeah. Right. Then the prophet says, Heimo ha-yotzrim v'yoshve netoyim v'gidrim ha-melech v'malachta yoshru sham. Yeah. Heimo ha-yotzrim. What does it mean? These are the yotzrim, the ones that form things. Elu b'nei Yonodov. These were the children of Yonodov. Ben Rochov. She-notru shvura saviyam. That they kept the Shvuas Avim. Shbam says Shvuas Avim, Shlalishtos Yayin, Lalivnois Batim, Kirchsu Vim Yo. They kept the Shvuas of the father not to drink wine and not to build up houses. Yoshve Netiyim, Zesh Shleima, that goes on Shleima Melech. Shedemelu Netiyah. It's like a growth, like planting a young tree, yeah, that Shleima Melech like grew up. Shbam says, Holach the Godol, it became great. He became a big melech, Shlomo. That his kingdom grew great. Then it says, V'gidro, that they made a gedder of fence, Zu Sanhedrin, that goes on a Sanhedrin they had then, Shegodru, it's the same Shay Yisrael. They made gedorim, they made siyag la Torah, they made special halachas, Yisur the Rabbanins, to watch them not to be over the Yisur HaTorah. Aim Hamelech, Aim Hamelech, Vimlachtoi, Yoshu Sham, they sat there, Zurus Hamavia, it goes on Rus Hamavia, Sherosa Bemalchus Shleimoi, that like she saw the Malchus of Shleimoi, Ben Benoi, Shu Ben Benoi, like out of Rus came Dover the Melech, and then came Shleimoi Melech. So Shbam says, Ochigasinon, Bemalchusai Shal Shleimoi, Ben Benoi, Shu Ben Benoi, Kleima. Shloimai ben David,
Shu b'noi shal Yishai, shu ben oivad b'no. These are older children that came out from Rus. Yeah. Shneim HaPosek says, Vayosem kisei liyem ha-melech. He made like a kisei, a chair, for the melech's mother. V'yomer ablozo lo'oma shamachos. It means to the mother of the old kingdom. In other words, for Rus. Like they made a kisei for Rus, and out of her came out the whole kingdom of Dovid and Shlomo. Tanu Rabbanan, look like this. The pasuk says in Melachim, V'yachaltim en atfua yoshon. You eat from the old wheat. Beloi samaltin. Without samaltin. Now, what does that mean? My beloi samaltin. What does it mean without samaltin? So Rav Nachman Omar, beloi ritzinso. Without ritzinso, without a preserver. Like the old wheat will stay fresh without anything. Or Rashbam says ritzinso means telas. Yehamarkev es atfua. There won't be any worms there ruining the tfua. You'll be able to eat the old tfua and it'll be okay. Rav Shesha somar beloi shadina. It means there won't be any shidofen, Rashi says. There won't be any like heat that comes and ruins the wheat. There won't be able to come old. No, nothing bad will happen to the wheat. It will be able to become old. So Moshe says, Tanya Kavosik of Sheshes and Tanya Kavosik of Nachman. Read like both of them. Tanya Kavosik of Nachman, Rav Nachman, the Pasuk says, V'yachaltem yoshon, you'll eat old wheat. Yochol, I would think, you know why. Yochol ye Yisro mitzapim l'chodosh b'vnei yoshon shekolo. Maybe it means it's not going to be enough. And they're going to have to wait and hope for new wheat to come. The old one won't be enough. Talmud Lama, no, the Pasuk says, Ad brought tfuosoi. I mean, that shetovai tfuo me'aleho. Because they're going to have enough tfuo by itself. Just rather, when the new wheat will come, they'll have new wheat. But before that, they'll also have enough. Tanei kabosat, in other words, there won't be any worms in the old wheat. The old wheat will not rot away. They'll still have it. Tanei kabosat, Roshesh. Went the right to Roshesh. Pasuk says, V'yachaltem min hatfuo yoshen. The leaf from the old wheat. Yochel, I was thought to say, Yehi Yisrael mitzapim l'chodesh. Maybe means Christ will be waiting for the new wheat. But from the yoshen, from the old wheat, shara, stam, because maybe the old wheat is bad. There's a shidofen, like Rav Shram says. Maybe some plague, or got burnt up, it got heat. It was burnt up. Tam Elohim, this the pasuk says, no. Adbot fuosa. That means that shetovai tvuosa mileo. They're going to have enough of the